This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The state labor department says more than 67,000 filed for unemployment benefits last week, down from the previous week, but still far more than average. Officials say the state paid $74 million in benefits last week, and nearly 280,000 claims have been filed over the last 4 weeks. The industries most affected include food service, retail, healthcare, and entertainment. There is a smattering of Colorado connections in tonight's NFL draft. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
If last season's disappointment had a silver lining, it's that the Broncos have a decent position to pick in the first round, number 15, and they're expected to take a wide receiver to pair with Cortland Sutton. They're also looking for help at the cornerback position to replace Chris Harris Jr., who was lost to free agency. In terms of players at Colorado University is expected to go in the draft, all eyes are on CU Buff Laviska Shenault, who's expected to go in the early rounds. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
A member of the Baca County Sheriff's Office shot and killed a man yesterday. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation says officers were responding to a report of an armed suspect outside Springfield in southeastern Colorado. Authorities gave no further details about how the suspect was shot. No officers were injured. And CDOT says be prepared for snow and winter driving conditions on the I-70 Mountain Corridor and across northwest Colorado tonight through tomorrow morning. 64 and mostly cloudy, also windy in Denver, 43 and cloudy for Vail. This is CPR News.